All right. Good morning, golfers. Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Saturday, June 15th, 2013. It's Saturday, moving day at the U.S. Open. Just a tremendous effort by Phil Mickelson and Billy Horschel and a host of other people at even par. I'm very much looking forward to that sort of unraveling this weekend on Father's Day, of course. Phil Mickelson looking for one of his missing trophies, the coveted U.S. that he's come so close five times, to winning. So that's going to be a very riveting storyline this weekend. My guest this weekend is Jim McLean, legendary golf instructor, who just completed a book called The Complete Hogan, a shot-by-shot analysis of golf's greatest swing. He'll be joining me in a few minutes, but we're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
Well, there's a fire. All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Looking forward to being joined by Jim McLean, legendary instructor. Some of you may not know he's not only a legendary instructor, but has quite a few accolades playing the game of golf. One of the few people to qualify for the U.S. Junior, the U.S. Amateur four times, the U.S. Open twice, the U.S. Senior Open, and has played and made the cut in the Masters. Has won the Northwest Open, three-time winner of the Pacific Northwest Amateur. Qualified for the National Club Pro Championship 10 times, All-American at University of Houston, and the list goes on and on. And pleased to be joined right now by legendary instructor Jim McLean. Mr. McLean, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great, Anthony. Nice to be with you today.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us. It's quite an honor for me, my show, my listeners. Fantastic to have you on with us.
Well, thank you.
I want to talk about, before we get to your book, the Complete Hogan, a shot-by-shot analysis of golf's greatest swing. I want to talk about, you have some roots in the metropolitan area. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, I sure do. I spent 19 great years in New York. I love being here. Started at Westchester Country Club, where we had the PGA Tour event. I was a teaching professional there. And then I went on to be the director of golf at Sunningdale for 3 years, then to Quaker Ridge. And then the last 6 years at Sleepy Hollow, we had a senior tour event, a Champions Tour event there. Mm-hmm. So 19 years in New York. Love to come back. I'm over at Liberty National now. We've got a new school here, so I'm sitting here at Liberty National right now looking at Manhattan. But very, very happy to be back.
When I'm sure you know a lot of the instructors on Long Island, but sure. Michael Hebron at Smithtown Landing always said that the Metropolitan Golf Association was in his mind one of the greatest universities that he could attend. How do you compare the Met area golf, or the Metropolitan Golf Association, with other areas of the country?
Well, I don't think you can really compare it. It's so far and above the rest. It's just in a different league. I do. I've spoken, I think, in every PGA section in the United States, and just the Met PGA is very, very special here. There's so many great clubs, and the traditions here in New York, on the island, up in Westchester County, down in New Jersey too. I mean, it's just such a special place, and this is really the ultimate of where to go as a professional, as a club professional.
Absolutely. You know, it's one of the things that one of the reasons why I wanted to do this show was just to celebrate the rich history of golf in this area. It really rivals any place in the world, don't you think?
Oh, it's no question about it. We've got the United States Senior Women's Open coming up at a new course at Sabonic, which
yep.
is incredible. And you've got the obviously you got the National and.
Shinnecock
and Friar's Head and Atlantic Club, and you know, just go on and on and on out on the island, and then down the rest of the island. It's just unbelievable courses out there, and up in Westchester County, Wingfoot, and Quaker Ridge, Sleepy, you know, those great, great clubs up there. It's just you could spend the entire summer playing golf courses up here, and Bethpage, of course.
Sure, of course. Well, I plan on doing that this summer, at least trying to get in as much as possible. Let's talk about your new book, The Complete Hogan, a shot-by-shot analysis of golf's greatest swing. Why Hogan and why now? How did you come to write this book?
Well, since I started, when I began teaching at Westchester, I got to know Ken Venturi, stayed with a member at Westchester Country Club. Venturi was a very big Ben Hogan guy. I was just a pallbearer at his funeral in Palm Springs in the last month. But
wow.
He did 35 years with CBS as the lead analyst. He's a U.S. Open champion, great friend of Ben Hogan's. And, of course, Claude Harmon. I spent a lot of time with Mr. Harmon at Wingfoot, and he was a huge Hogan guy. And then there is no teacher, really, Anthony, that I know that hasn't studied Ben Hogan and his writings. He's so far ahead of his time. And mostly, you know, considered at a level of ball striking at the very highest end, probably the greatest ever. So all the great players from Tiger Woods to Jack Nicklaus to Arnold Palmer, everybody loves Hogan. And you love studying what he did, how he did it, what he wrote about. So for me to write that book and really look at Hogan's swing from what I learned from Toski and Gardner Dickinson, who worked for him, and these other great players who really knew Hogan, Jimmy DeMeritt, those kind of old-timers that knew Hogan. I watched Hogan play when I was at the University of Houston, watched him hit balls with champions. So it was really special, and I tried to really do an in-depth analysis with really nice pictures so the reader could see what I was describing there with Hogan's swing.
Yeah, you do. The imagery is fascinating. One of the things I thought was really cool was the flipped imagery of him as a left-hander, which was nice for me because I am left-handed. But talk about that a little bit.
Well, I thought it was fun. You never get to see Hogan swing left-handed, so I did a little piece in the book of the left-handed positions of Hogan's swing. And a little bit of that came from another person that nobody's really going to remember, but he's just a great player, was Johnny Bulla, who played right and left-handed. It was a fascinating guy.
Wow.
Who flew his own plane many, many years ago. He flew Snead and flew Hogan to tournaments, and he won a lot. He was seven times in the top five and in majors, a couple runner-ups. He didn't quite get to winning a U.S. Open or a Masters, but Johnny was right there. So I was always interested in that left-handed stuff from my time with Bulla, and also I teach a lot of left-handers, so I just thought it was a neat part of the book.
Yeah, absolutely. Talking with legendary instructor Jim McLean and his book, The Complete Hogan, a shot-by-shot analysis of golf's greatest swing. What were some of the key swing techniques and fundamentals you sort of break down in the book?
Well, Hogan had two crossroads in the golf swing. One was the takeaway and how he went about doing that, and then the change of direction from the top of the backswing, the initiation forward, which he thought were the make or break parts of golf swings. And my time, which I played at least 100 rounds with Venturi, but Kenny worked with Tom Watson and Weisskopf and John Cook, and I also watched him work with just about every other guy on the PGA Tour through the years. But Ken was very big on the first part of the golf swing, a one-piece swing that was initiated with a slight forward press. And getting things away together, he felt like was so important in pressure situations when you got into a tournament. He didn't like things that were quick, handsy kind of takeaways. And then the start down where I tried to describe this as best I could in the book, where there was a lateral fall into a flexed left leg to start the downswing for you to your right leg.
Right.
Getting to the left side, Claude Harmon always said that Hogan had the biggest lateral move in golf. So I tried to, show that and describe it. And those were the two, I think, most important aspects of Hogan's golf swing.
Talking with Jim McLean, legendary instructor. Jim, I want to get to some of those points. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing building landscape firm serving Long Island for over two decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last. Golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf, 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, we're back. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Saturday, June 15th, 2013, talking with Jim McLean and his book, The Complete Hogan, a shot-by-shot analysis of golf's greatest swing, which you can find wherever fine books are sold and certainly at jimmclean.com. Jim, you were talking about the fundamentals there for a minute, and I guess you could file this under things I never thought I'd say, but I wanted to talk about Hogan's hips real quick because, you talked about that sort of slide, and that's sort of something, you think about, like when you look at Rory and how his and Tiger and how their hips sort of really fire out of the way, but Hogan had a real kind of a slight move forward almost, if you will, which how do you compare the two?
Well, all great players have a lot of lateral move. Actually, Tiger's got, and I do a tremendous. My staff, I've got 24 teachers at Doral and 10 assistants down there in the wintertime, so we really rock it out there. And mm-hmm. We all do these studies at Doral. We have we've had the tour event forever, but we videotape it at all tournaments, or not all, but a lot of tournaments, and study the swings. But Tiger's got one of the biggest, or if not the biggest, lateral move in professional golf. Just huge and very, very similar in a lot of ways to how he moves into the left side. Same with Rory McIlroy. They have this fluidity to their swing where it's, unless you break it down and take a good look at it, it's really hard to maybe see it, because Hogan also had unbelievably fast hip action. You have to have great legs and great a movement from the core of your body, the release of the center of your body, so you're hitting it with your body mass. You're not hitting it with your arms.
Right.
And that's what really allows a guy to look like they're not swinging that hard, when really they're swinging the club at 120-plus miles an hour. And to do that, you've got to use everything. And I think that's where Hogan was so brilliant in his writings and so far ahead of the curve, really, with what he wrote in his books.
When if I come to you as a you know, as a student, how much Hogan am I going to get? How am I going to get in terms of his influence on you?
Well, it's a lot, and you know, with our training, we've had so many teachers go through the training that we do at Doral, and then the other golf schools I have. I've got a lot of teachers up here in the New York area, but one of the books I wrote was called The X Factor, and that's how the body works. And obviously, used a lot of Hogan in that writing. So how you load your body in your backswing, how you initiate the downswing, a lot of that is from my teachings from Mr. Harmon, Ken Venturi, Jackie Burke, who's a great friend of Hogan. Hogan stayed down at Champions every year, and Jackie is, you know, just one of the biggest mentors in my life. So all of that gets filtered through the X Factor, the power line, the eight-step swing, the things that we teach at our golf schools is super heavily influenced by Ben Hogan.
Could you mentioned what I was going to get to, so you beat me to the punch, the eight-step swing, sort of, you know, if you could briefly just take us through that.
Well, I wrote the eight-step swing many years ago. It was had different names for it when that came out as the central part of the book, which was breaking down the swing into eight key positions to look at. One of them that wasn't as counted as a step was setup, which we kind of call the universal position. And then we looked at the takeaway, the first 3 feet off the ball, which I mentioned, as Hogan said, the first crossroads in the golf swing. Then halfway back, step two, three-quarters of the back, step three, top of the backswing, step four.
Right.
Your transition, step five, impact, step six, all through or halfway through, step seven, and all the way to the finish position, step eight. And that gave me a chance to really do good computer work where if you're going to study or teach somebody golf, you've got to stop the camera, the video somewhere. And I wanted to have checkpoint positions. So when you look at pretty much every computer program now, they generally have those eight steps in them so that you have something to, you know, to compare. Say Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, Webb Simpson, Bubba Watson, any great player, Keegan Bradley, at any of these positions and see where they are and if they're falling, to me, within these corridors or parameters within a swing, because obviously not everybody swings the same way, but
sure.
We try to keep them within a kind of what I've called safety zones.
When someone listens to you break down the swing in these eight parts, they may sort of misunderstand, if you will, in the sense that thinking that you're a very parts to hold kind of teacher, but yet you really teach in terms of motions and movements. Talk a little bit about that, because I don't want people to think like you know everything is, you know, stop check. You really teach movements.
Well, I think that's a very good question, Anthony, and I think position teaching is so far ahead of any other way to teach. So I think the old-fashioned teaching was teaching the whole swing, and you can't teach parts of the swing, whatever.
Right, right.
But that just is, I think, just gone by the wayside. When I can teach you a certain position that you need to go to, then when you leave, you know what to work on, and we keep working on that until we get it better.
Right.
Now, is it exactly the same for everybody? Absolutely not. You have to be an idiot to think that there's one place to go in the backswing, that your left arm has to be someplace, the club
right.
has to be in
right.
some certain position, when every single PGA Tour player is different at the top.
Right.
But you need to be in good positions or within corridors. So that's what we look at. That's how I train all of our teachers, so we're all on the same page. But I feel that the position teaching is... it's not even close. I just look at the success rate that we have with our students, the tour professionals, but mostly amateur golfers, and that's mainly what we work with.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's fantastic stuff. Talking with Jim McLean. We're going to take one more break, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about his some of his star pupils that he has on tour at the moment. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me, talking with legendary instructor Jim McLean. Jim, talking about, we're just finishing up with someone, and you mentioned some of your star pupils on tour. One of them I wanted to talk about, I know you work with a few, Keegan Bradley, obviously you know, went to school right here at St. John's, didn't have the greatest first two rounds at the Open. Looks like he's not going to make the cut. But when you met him, when you first met Keegan, what was the first thing that struck you?
Well, I didn't know Keegan at all. I worked with his roommate, John Curran. They were living up in Orlando, and they were playing the Hooters Tour in 2009. And John called me and said, you know, my roommate wants to make some changes. I think he's got some talent. Can we come down? See? And he did. So we started that relationship in 2009. I gave him a few. I didn't really know who he was. He wasn't an All-American in college. He hadn't played in the U.S. Junior. Hadn't played in the U.S. Amateur. But he obviously had a lot of strength and talent and wanted to play the PGA Tour. So we started this relationship, and it's been unbelievable to see him go to the Nationwide Tour, which is the Web.com Tour now, and then onto the PGA Tour, win a major. And this year he's eighth on the FedEx points right now. I was with him in Dallas. He had the lead all the way, finished second there at the Byron Nelson, which is a tournament he's won already, but he won a World Golf Championship last year at Firestone. And it's just been great working with Keegan. I obviously found out later that his aunt is Pat Bradley, the great LPGA superstar. And, you know, he's got the great genes. He's just an unbelievably great guy, and he loves, obviously, the New York, Boston, Northeast area.
When you being someone who's been or has looked at Hogan as much, do you see a little Hogan in him in the sense
of his,
so what is it that you see?
Well, Keegan's a big Hogan, always loved Hogan. His dad is a golf professional.
Mm-hmm.
He was a pro up in Vermont, also a ski instructor, his dad. And Keegan was a great skier, but Keegan's got great legs, great change of direction. That's what I see in his swing. Same with Alexis Thompson, who will be playing out on the island here pretty soon.
Yep.
But Alexis has that same great little move to the front leg. And, you know, I work real hard with you know, all the players. I worked with Christy Kerr since she was a little girl. Another girl playing out there, Maude LeBlanc, I've been working with the last year. She was the longest driver on the LPGA Tour last year.
Sure.
And also working right now with Eric Compton, who grew up at Doral in Miami. So, I think those things that with Keegan are just things that he has a lot of natural ability. He loves the game, and number one, he loves to compete. He has no fear in this guy. He is an unbelievable talent.
And it seems that he has that sort of grit and determination of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you look at, obviously, the way he came back in the playoff when he won the PGA. I mean, you don't do that without a lot of heart. And a lot of what, you know, Hogan had there, digging it out of the dirt and all whatnot, you know, we all know the story. He seems like he's got a lot of that as well.
Well, he sure does, and those are the intangibles that you really cannot teach. He's a super competitive guy. He's got a tremendous fire. He wants to be a great player, and you know, it's just, you know, he just kind of showed up at my doorstep, and just one of those things. Who knows? And he's jumped out and really gone to the forefront in the game of golf.
Absolutely. Yeah, he's a great guy. I was able to meet with him when he was at the Barclays, and just a fantastic guy. Very nice, very accommodating. You can sort of see he's just a genuine kid, and just a guy you're just happy to know and to meet.
Absolutely, and he'll be here for the Barclays again this year at Liberty National again, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, speaking of Liberty National, how did that come about? Were you looking to branch out or to have a presence here in the Northeast?
Well, sure. You know, love coming back to the Northeast. To find a place is not so easy in New York, where with a big driving range,
right?
A big facility. Liberty's got this giant driving range, double ended. Well, Paul Fireman owns it, and he's building a beautiful superstation for us. For me, we use the TrackMan launch monitor. The way we videotape straight down the target line.
Sure.
We're building these superstations to match up what we do at the other places. So that technology is a game changer, I think, for up in this area of the country. And I'm just so happy to be up in this New York area again.
And that setting, I mean, you mentioned it earlier in the show. Does it get any better than that?
The view here is looking at the Statue of Liberty, it looks like you can reach out and touch it, and then Manhattan, the skyline right there, and you know, right in front of you. It's pretty breathtaking.
Absolutely. And I know you're going to be up here for most of the summer, if not, you know, all of the summer. But are you getting updates for what's going on back at home in Miami with the new Trump course and the renovation there?
Oh, yeah. Well, I talk every day back to Doral, my main headquarters. And Gil Hans and Jim Wagner are doing the design. Gil Hans is a tremendous architect. It's Trump National Doral, it's called now, and, mm-hmm. and I mean, they're redoing the hotel, totally redoing the driving range, totally redoing the Blue Monster. It's going to be unbelievable. We reopened December 1st.
Well, fantastic. So we got a couple of minutes left. I'm playing in one of these Golf Week amateur tour events later on this morning. So I am one of those what I like to call non-professional amateurs who just likes to compete. I always think there are two groups there: those professional amateurs who just, you know, they play in these major events, and then there's the rest of us who are amateurs. So what sort of advice do you have for me playing in this tournament?
Well, number one, you just got this unbelievable, magnificent day today in New York, and I think to keep the expectations at a reasonable level. I think some people get a little too hyped up and to put pressure on themselves. So I always work on the grip pressure, the pressure in the elbows, the shoulders, and softening up a little bit. The natural tendency is to get a little too tight. And also to try a little too hard. Golf's a game unlike other sports where trying really hard is not the best thing always. You know, you have to find the right amount of effort level so that you feel like if you can do this in a tournament, feel like you're out playing by yourself in the evening and just kind of letting go, which is easy for a teacher to say. But if you can really get that feeling of relaxing a little bit more and picking a target and then making more of a free golf swing, I think you do a lot better.
That's brilliant stuff. Thank you so much, Mr. McLean, for joining us this morning or joining me this morning. I can't thank you enough, and I hope maybe one time I'd love to just come out there and check out the facility you have there out there at Liberty National.
Well, we'd love to have you come out. The superstation is going to be done by August 1st, and that's going to be pretty neat, so we'll try and do something special, and love to have you come out and see it.
Absolutely. Thank you again very much for joining us.
Okay.
Have a great day. Bye-bye. That was legendary instructor Jim McLean. Just some fascinating insights there. You can get the book, The Complete Hogan, A Golf Shot-by-Shot Analysis of Golf's Greatest Swing, on jimmclean.com. And wherever all fine books are sold. And just go to jimmcclima.com. If you're not a Hogan enthusiast, you'll see a bunch of anything, you know, DVDs, downloads, other books that you that were created to help you play better golf. So encourage you to check out jimmcclima.com. That's it for this week, folks. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. Really appreciate the your support. And enjoy this beautiful weekend, this Father's Day. Happy Father's Day for those of you celebrating. Enjoy the weekend and play some, and hopefully you'll get a chance to play some golf. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. We'll talk to you next weekend. Teardrops on the city, baby.